Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Everything Outside the Box. Hello, bonjour. Hope you love that Rusevery music that has played after the intro. It's been a long time since I've made a podcast, so forgive me if anything is a little off in this video. In this recording, to say, since the season is already about technology, we will be covering a few things that have been happening in the technology community. And today we'll be covering something that is not really my expertise, but still it's a piece of technology that is so amazing that we still have to cover it in this season. You might know about it, the Nintendo Switch. Yes. Now, this has released in 2017, but with the release of the OLED version in 2021, late 2021 in October, I wanted to just make a video about this because I haven't. I'm sorry about saying this. This is a video. Very sorry about that. So, today we're going to be looking at this great piece of technology that a lot of people love and like to do things with because it's so versatile and so amazing. Stick with me. Thank you. And if you love this podcast, please follow it. Please share your feedback. I want true and honest feedback. And also, please share this with your friends and family if you like it. If you don't, please give me feedback on how to make this better. I'm a very novice podcaster, so please listen to me and give me feedback. Thank you. So as I said, today we'll be talking about the Nintendo Switch. Yeah, the Nintendo Switch. It's Nintendo's big return to the console market. I know this thing released all the way back in 2017. But as tidings to the new OLED model that Nintendo has released, I am deciding to put up an audio clip on one of the greatest consoles of all time. I know I'm saying this weirdly. I mean, maybe even the Nintendo 64, stuff like that are also cool. But this thing really brought Nintendo the strength that they needed to come back into the console market. And I hope they keep going strong. So yeah, let me just give you a bit of history to set up why this Nintendo Switch came. So back in the 1960s, all the way back then, you had two people. You had Nintendo and Sega. They both were doing so well. Like, Sega was the guy who put all of the new stuff. It was the new thing. But for those classics, Nintendo was the choice. And then PlayStation came into the scene. Sega and Nintendo started declining rapidly, and in the middle, Xbox also came in. At the point, Sega was completely out of the market, and Nintendo was basically hanging on a cliff while PlayStation and Xbox were dancing on Nintendo's hands. So, yeah, Nintendo was in a bad situation. So they released the Wii motion controls. It became such a big thing that even non-dedicated gamers decided to get it just to have some family time. And so Nintendo got a little overconfident and released the Wii U, which became a flop. And Nintendo was at the point where they're about to die. Like, the company would have to become like Sega. Then the people took another chance. They thought about it. They said, "We're good at our handhelds. Our handhelds are really good. But what if we could create something that could make someone play handheld and on their TV like a console at the same time?" And see, this was the exact same thing that they were trying to do with the Wii U, but it was a failed attempt. So they had another chance. They shot at it and they got the bullseye. The Nintendo Switch was a complete hit. Everybody bought it. And this finally put Nintendo on the top. So today we'll be looking at why this Nintendo Switch has gotten so much popularity. But also remember, this thing will also have its own cons. So we'll also talk about that in this audio clip. So yeah, let's get started. Yeah, so I'm back. So we can see that the Nintendo Switch has been popular. So when I talk about the pros here, I'm talking about the features, and when we go to the cons, it's more of like, what do these features take away from the entire experience? What are the things that they have to give up? What are the things that Nintendo has to give up for a completely good experience, user experience? So to talk about the Nintendo Switch, this thing became so famous due to its versatility, because you can play it on the big screen in your house, or you can play it on the go. You can play your games on the go with the handheld mode, and this is what puts it out from the rest. So remember, the Wii U tried this, but it was so bulky and it was so off from the thing they were trying to do that it failed. Like, it failed drastically. Like, very bad. Very bad. Very bad. So let me just give you what comes in the box when you get this guy. You get the Joy-Con controllers, the two neon Joy-Con controllers. I'll talk about those later. Then you have the screen, the place where you play the game. Then you have the dock. If you put the screen in the dock and you connect it with the HDMI cable that comes, you can play it on the TV. And lastly, your charger and the Joy-Con grips if you're detaching and you have multiplayer. So the reason this all works is due to the detachability and like sort of like the craftability, the workshop type feel of it. You can connect it, you can detach stuff, everything. That's the thing. And the center of all this are the Joy-Con controllers. Now, they do have a few problems. We'll talk about them in the con segment. Anyways, here we have the Joy-Con controllers. So in handheld mode, when you have a DualSense controller, like PlayStation's DualSense, you have one side, you have the stuff where you move the character around, and the other side you have jumps, moves, and all that. I'm not a very good gamer, I'm just talking about the features here. So, like that, it's one bulky controller. So, like the Wii U, the thing that made it so hard is that they had to keep the handheld mode as the original controller, means keeping your hands far away. But now due to this detachable thing, this detachable feature of these two sides, you can make it so much easier. So to help you with this, they also give you a grip. So this is like in the shape of your own DualSense controller or stuff like that. And all you have to do is slide in your two Joy-Con controllers. That's it. So that's the thing. So now you want to keep it docked. You know, you want to play it on the TV. You have this thing called the dock. It keeps the screen in there. You put the screen in there. You take off both the Joy-Cons. You put it on the grip. You understand, right? The grip, which makes it feel more like a DualSense controller, an Xbox controller. Not exactly like it, but it gives you that feel so that you know you can start playing well on the TV. And then on the back, you'll have this wire cleaning up thing where you can keep your charging cable connected to your port and your HDMI cable to connect it to your TV. And then you can start playing. That's it. Start playing on your Nintendo. You're ready. It's the best thing ever. And this is what makes it so special. The Joy-Cons allow you to have such a good experience that you don't have to add anything else except the needed stuff. That's where Nintendo truly succeeded in this. I mean, the Joy-Con controllers also have motion controls. Now, let's talk about every feature that this guy has. So, on the specs, the screen has a pretty thick bezel, but with the OLED version that has come recently, they've thinned that down. They've also got a good screen. It's good resolution, not the best resolution, but it does up the resolution for you and the frames per second if you're playing on the TV, because it isn't that noticeable. It's very noticeable on the TV because you have that big screen, so they up it. It uses a little bit more power. It also has very fast charging, in my opinion. The charging is so fast. I mean, one time I had it in 50% and I charged mine up and it just became 100 like after lunch. So it was it's a very good process that's happening right here. Nintendo has made it, but you see, there are also features not only in the screen, but you also have features with your controllers. These Joy-Con controllers are very, 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 very useful. They have HD rumble. So you're like, what is rumble? And why do they have to say it's HD? I mean, you could just say high quality rumble or high definition rumble, but rumble is sort of like that feel. So, like, when you're playing a game, sometimes you won't be able to feel what's happening there. If you have that feel, you have that sense that you're in that reality, that you're there. And that's what rumble does. And it's very good rumble, in my opinion. There are different types of rumble for when, like, Mario is walking and stuff, when Mario jumps off his cap in Super Mario Odyssey and all of that. There are different types of rumble, and it truly makes the experience seem very elevating. And now we also have the motion controls. These are a little teeny bit off, but the motion controls are just as, but I think not many people use it, but they're as good as the Wii. You can play Wii Sports if it's available, I don't know. But you can play Wii Sports if you like, if you want to. Yeah, and it also has a wide selection of games available. Now, if you want to talk about the Nintendo Switch, you also have to talk about the accessories that you can buy with it. So, most of all, you have your SD card, 128 GB, 256 GB SD. That is completely rare. You have to take that because if you want to play more games, you have to have that. I recommend you take that. Then you have the Pro Controller. This is like a DualSense controller or like an Xbox controller, but for Nintendo's Nintendo Switch. And that's what makes it amazing. Now, you do have the Pro controllers in different ways. So what Nintendo does is they take trusted companies, and those trusted companies, they make Nintendo stuff for cheaper things. Like, you know, if you have the Pro controller, something that's less expensive is the Hori version of the controller. Hori. So what Nintendo does is they also want to get a little bit of the profit of those guys too. So what they do is they add the Nintendo official sticker, which means Nintendo approves this product. This product, when you get it, it's Nintendo approved. It works very well with your Switch. And so this is what they do. So if you want to have a less costlier option, then take Hori. Hori is amazing. And Hori also has more options, like Mario 64 controllers, Animal Crossing controllers, Fall Guys controllers. Yeah, you have a lot of options there, so I recommend you use that. Now, you also have stands, like charging stands and charging controllers. There are a bunch of different stuff. Hori and a bunch of other guys, they start producing them for less costs, like, you know, but the features are also a little off. But if you want like a full DualSense or Xbox type experience, I recommend getting the Pro controller. If you want a less expensive one, take the Hori controller. Now, we also have to talk about the games. The games that have come on the Nintendo Switch are so good. So, first you've got Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. That's also, I haven't played that game, but after seeing the gameplay footage, it looks amazing. I mean, the HD version just looks so good. I like that artistry paint feel. That's also a very good game. But the one that is my favorite is Super Mario Odyssey. That game just really blew my mind when it released, and now, with all the updates, Luigi's Balloon World and all of that, it's just an amazing game. Play it. It doesn't get old at all, no matter how many times you play it. So, yeah. And, yeah, those are the games. You have a bunch of other games. You have Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. You have all of the new games coming on the Nintendo Switch. Now, we also have to talk about the Nintendo Switch OLED. It's the new one. I think the naming isn't that well done. The Nintendo Switch OLED model. It has a bigger screen, less bezel, but there's nothing else. Just the resolution is up. I think it's not worth it, in my opinion, because You see, when they released the Pro, if there is even a Pro, this isn't much of an update. It's only the screen resolution, but I think a few people would like a better screen resolution. So yeah, it's your choice about that one. Now, the time has come to enter the bad side. There are a few things that Nintendo has to give up for this experience, and it's inevitable. It's inevitable. You can't do anything about it, and I have to say, it hurts the console experience every now and then, but I don't see any problem with it. So, remember, this is supposed to be handheld and console at the same time. Which means that it's time now to do the part that I also regret doing, but it's needed. It's about the cons. But you see, this Nintendo Switch, it wouldn't be this popular if it had so many cons. So this segment is going to be pretty slow, pretty less. It's going to be pretty short, so don't worry if you want to get this guy, if you want to get the little model. Don't worry, it's fine, it's completely fine. These things are just very small nitpicks in this console. First of all, you have the screen resolution. I talked about this in the past segment too. This screen resolution is fine if you would like it, but a few people won't like it, so if you don't like it, please take the OLED model. Now, the frames per second, it's less on the Nintendo Switch handheld mode as it is on the TV, so please remember that too. It's going to be noticeable on your handheld if you look at it very carefully. And finally, you have this fast charging. It's not actually fast charging, in my opinion. I think it's actually a very small battery. You see, it's a screen. You see, it's like a phone screen, but a little bigger. So you have a very small battery. So that's why it charges so fast with such a fast battery charger. So remember to always keep your Nintendo Switch charged. It runs out pretty quick. Like, if you play an hour, you lose about 30%, 38 to 35% of charging. So it's your choice to keep it charged or not. I always remember to charge mine before actually, you know, playing, so that I can have a little bit of, you know, happiness with the bright screen and everything. So that's it. The Nintendo Switch is a great console for anybody, for the skilled player, for the dedicated player, for the completionist, or even for this little guy, the guy who just wants to play a game for some time. So yeah, I recommend you get this if you really want to have a versatile experience with your console. There are a few nitpicks, but I don't really care about them. If you want a few of those nitpicks out, you could take the OLED model, which is a little bit more costly. Yeah, thank you for listening to Everything Outside the Box, Season 3, Technology. Hope to see you again soon. Goodbye.